So in relation to core funding, we were asked to sign up for core funding in August of 22. At the time, there was two lines in the document that said that we would have enhanced reporting procedures when it comes to reporting our expenditure. We all signed up for that. We're like, yep, that's fine, no problem. We don't mind because it is public money. But at the time, there wasn't clear what that was going to take, what format that would take. So we were assured that it would be a simple procedure, maybe like a spreadsheet, maybe a little drop-down box, and we would just fill it in, our income and expenditure, put it off to the government, and they would look through it. Bubble. September 23 came around, and we were asked to sign, say, a year or two of the contract, and we still had no information on this reporting procedure. And it wasn't until November of 23 that we were presented with a drop down list of 10 pages, 10 documents to read through to submit these reports. So the accounts they want us to submit now are chartered accounts through an accountant using accountant's codes. And we're not accountants. We're providers. We look after children. We cannot submit these reports by ourselves. They have to be signed off and verified by accountants, and a lot of services don't use accountants. If they're small services, they would be submitting their own accounts to revenue every year. So what we are asking is that we are allowed to submit our own accounts online through a Pubble system, portals they already have in place, and to submit our revenue accounts alongside that to correspond so that they can see that everything is as it is, without the need of chartered accountants. The bar is constantly being moved. It's constantly being pushed. So we were told that these reporting procedures had to be in January.
Christmas first.
Yeah. And then there was no training provided. And then limited training was provided before Christmas, and every service around the country just gave out because it's not workable. So we went to our county childcare committees. They fed that back to the department. They narrowed it down a little bit, but still very unworkable, and told us it had to be due last Friday, 22nd of March. And then we got it pushed back. So now the new date is June. There's still no portal available, and there's still no training or anything provided to us. And there's no way any services around Ireland are able to do this on their own, especially without any finance or training or support.
And you've written a letter to the Children's Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, about this, mm-hmm. I understand. Has there been any response from him?
No, there's been no response as to date. That letter was signed by 24 providers. Now, in County Sligo, there are 69 individual providers of childcare services. So we're well above a third of providers are refusing to comply with the demand to submit chart of accounts in their current forms. What we are saying we are prepared to do is to submit our revenue accounts and allow the department to draw their figures from there. So, you know, our solution is simple. Accept our revenue accounts.
And is it a bit of a kick in the teeth that his office hasn't responded when so many, as you touched on, so many providers have penned this letter together?
Yeah, it is. It's very insulting. I myself emailed the minister last year about concerns with other issues going on in the sector. As you know, there is many issues concerning the sector at the moment. And I got a response back that he is not my TD and not my constituent. I'm not his constituent, so it was no relevance to him because I'm not in his constituency.
And what about local TDs then and local councillors? Have they been any help throughout this process?
Yeah, so we have informed all of them. They were all invited to meet with us last Thursday, and Marion Harkin TD turned up, and we had six councillors turned up as well. And they really support us for this. They gave us practical solutions.
Yeah, they gave us a lot of suggestions on how we can bring our campaign forward, which was really appreciated. Mm-hmm. They've also, Marie Casley has offered to submit a motion to Sligo County Council's April meeting, which the other county councillors who attended have agreed to support, which is fantastic. It's an example of cross-party and independent councillors working on behalf of their constituents. So it's really, you know, there's a lot of positives coming out of this story. It's not just that we're saying no. We're offering a practical solution. Our county councillors and TDs are standing by us. We're meeting with Frank Feehan after Easter. So it's a campaign that's winnable. It's a campaign that's meaningful to the service providers, and it's a campaign that when we are successful will mean that we can spend more time with the children in our services and less time in our offices.
And what length would the campaign go to? Like, what is the next stage? I know you mentioned there that you're meeting with Deputy Frank Feehan after Easter, but in terms of the campaign itself, is there another like step after this letter that went unresponded to by the minister?
Nationally, all the services are coming together on this. So Sligo was the first county to bring in all the representatives. We have spoke to Elaine Dunn. She's the head of the Federation of Title Professionals. And she has fed out information to the rest of our colleagues. And other services and other counties have decided to hold meetings as well. So it's not something that we're doing in isolation in Sligo. This is a national project. And everyone is very passionate about getting this result.
In a statement that you have previously issued, you did warn that if it wasn't resolved, that we would see potential closures across this region. Is that still the case?
Yes, and there is closures coming. There will be closures this summer.
Yeah, there's of the providers we know of, there are 7 providers who are leaving the sector. One of the services is being transferred to the community sector. The private provider is leaving. There are 5 other services closing totally this summer, a further one next summer, and one possible. So it's not good.
That's
10% of the services in Sligo.
Yeah, and it's unthinkable the knock-on effect that that'll have on the people who work there primarily, but parents and guardians who rely on the service so heavily.
Yeah, and for the whole working sector as a whole, if people can't have childcare, they can't go to work. So there's a knock-on effect to all industries.
But you do seem at least hopeful at this campaign. You mentioned yourself, John, that it's winnable. You do feel that.
I'm an optimist. And I think working with children makes us all optimists.
Yeah.
And it also makes us solution finders, because children are solution finders. They find a way around things. We are offering the minister a very workable, very reasonable solution. And with the support of our elected representatives and candidates who are standing for election in the local elections in June, we know that we can win this.
Mm-hmm. A timely campaign then, really, with the local and European elections on the horizon. But it does remain unfortunate that he didn't respond to that letter after he's gone to so much effort to collectively come together and write it. It must be disappointing.
Yeah, I think Elaine Dunn told me that they have 6 weeks to respond, and we'll hear in 6 weeks.
But a few weeks have passed now.
A few weeks have passed and no response. But it's, you know, the department refer to us as partners. If we are partners, we're in an abusive relationship.
That's quite a strong statement, John.
Well, I'd say to speak to any provider.
It's a one-sided contract. We weren't consulted in any of this. We were told you either sign this contract or you don't get any other funding. So services were kind of backed into it. So the ECC funding historically had this, what was called the higher capitation funds. So that went to services that hired graduate staff to have better quality services. And then also we would have got money at the end of the year towards administering the government's fees. So that would cover your paper and all of those. So those are amalgamated now into the core funding. So the core funding isn't all new money. It's money that we already had. And if we didn't sign up for core funding, we wouldn't have got them funds. So we would have been back down to the basic level of ECC funding, which is €69 per child a week, which has been the gap for years. It has never been enough to cover the cost.
Is this a stressful time for you, Claire, or is that an understatement?
Oh, yeah, me and every other service in the country. You know, we worry about the future of our businesses. Our families and our children need us. And none of us entered this profession for any other reason that we just love the job. You know, and it is taking away from that. We'd rather spend the time with the children, educating them and building them up. And I suppose in part of our job, we do build them up. We encourage self-esteem and confidence, stand up for yourselves. I think that's why we're here today. Like, we're practicing what we preach. We teach the children that they need to stand up for injustice. So we're doing that now today.